Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And, of course, I am Miss Mika Ray. And I believe I have Tamika on the line. Are you here, Tamika?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
I am so well, girlfriend. How are you?
I'm well.
I know we kind of got a late start, everyone, so please forgive me. I was having just some minor technical issue. But we are now on and ready to talk to you about our show tonight. So our show tonight, we are discussing cheating in relationships and taking back the person who cheated on you or expecting the person you cheated on to take you back. I think this is going to be a very interesting topic. I believe we also have Keroy, but I'm not sure. Let me check. Hang on. Keroy, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Good to be back.
Good to be back, yes. It always seems like so long when it's really just one show. It's just one Monday. But we are back. And I think it's going to be a great topic. What you think?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm interested to see how it goes.
Yeah, me too. So, Keira, you have to speak to Tamika.
Tamika, how's it going?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm all the good things.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you
get
a good night's pocket. Okay, now.
All of them in one.
Okay, so you geared up for tonight's topic?
Yeah, I'm ready for it, you know.
Okay, ready to see what you got.
Okay. I'm ready. That's fine.
Well, you all know that I kind of chose this topic because of The Perfect Guy being out.
Oh,
and I haven't seen the movie yet. Have you two seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie.
I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was good. I heard it was kind of predictable, but I also heard it was good. But my goal was to watch the movie before I did this show, and I still have not watched the movie. But what it appears to be happening is that she leaves him, she leaves her husband, starts dating this other guy, he turns crazy, and then the husband comes to the rescue. That's just what it looks like in the previews. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. What do y'all think?
I mean, you sound about right based on the previews.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds about accurate.
But the thing is this, it's like, do we know how often that happens in life where people, they think that, okay, my relationship is so awful, I'm going to go out, you end up meeting someone who listens to you or who gives you some good sex or who buys you nice jewelry or something, and it's like, you know, oh, things are going to, you know, he or she is treating me so much better, and then it ends up, that person turns out to be a lunatic, and you could have just stayed where you were and just put up with the crazy one you had.
That is true. Yeah.
But is it fair that you would have tested that, so what happened?
No, I guess. You know, I think it just depends. I think that, you know, people get caught up in, you know, what, you know, the person tells them, or they just get caught up in this whirlwind about, you know, the perfect relationship. But then, you know, reality hits. So, I mean, I guess it's just different for everyone. So I'm just trying to play devil's advocate tonight.
Well, I understand. Well, you know, a lot of times that happens, too, is because you don't really know that person that well. Everybody always put their best foot forward, you know, so you get attached to that part of it until you get to know them and see the other side of that person, you know. And then you realize, man, I was better off dealing with, you know, the other person in the beginning. But, you know, that's kind of crazy, but that's just how I work a lot of times, you know.
I think it's very sad. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's why I listen to that's why it's always good to like when I hang with my homeboys and stuff, when they be telling me about how crazy their girls are, I'm like, man, I ain't like that. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's good to have friends, you know, because some people will point it out. They will tell you how their girl is, and you'll realize what you have is not all that bad, you know, compared to some other people, you know.
So wait a minute. So let's define crazy. Let's define that for a second. What does that mean?
Now, you know what's funny that you mentioned that? I was actually, and I rarely do this, but I was sitting up there watching Love and Hip Hop today, the one in L.A., right? And this girl was hiding in her boyfriend's hood, pretending to be a pizza girl and all that just to catch him. And I'm like, man, that's just playing crap. That's just too much, you know. And then she gets on him about, you know, I'm of course all women get on him about the ring, but it's almost like she wants him to call her every 4 hours. It's just some things that she was saying. I'm like, I don't know if I could put her in there like that, you know.
She has some trust issues, and those issues need to be worked out. Those type of issues need to be worked out before you enter into a relationship. If you know you have trust issues and trust problems, you need to work on those things before you enter into a relationship, because she obviously doesn't trust him. And I don't know if he's shown her, because I don't watch that show. I don't know what he's done or if he's even done anything, if she's just basing it off other relationships she's been in, that she feels she has to try to track him down and watch him and sneak up on him, all that kind of stuff. If you have to go that far, then you may not want to be in a relationship with that person, because you should be able to trust whoever you're with.
Right.
But then you also have to recognize that sometimes when you're in these relationships and, you know, infidelity happens, but then that relationship is all that you know, then what do you do?
What do you mean?
Because to me, because, you know, I had to get my dose of my reality TV. And it appears to me as if, you know, I guess her husband was taking care of her. He was providing for her. So, you know, it just appeared as if she was, you know, prepared to, okay, well, I'm just going to go along with the punches. And I know he has a history of cheating, but, you know, maybe I don't have any other options. Maybe I don't have anyone who's going to provide for me the way that he does. So it's just, you know, at what point women, or men for that matter, you know, continue to be in these relationships and, you know, and just stay in these bad situations because they feel like, you know, there is nothing else.
So they just settle. Well, then it is a lot of energy going out there trying to meet somebody, you know, and hope that they can provide the same thing. But sometimes it's worth it, you know. Because if you're not happy, I mean, if you're not happy in a relationship, then you pretty much just cheating yourself, you know. Because I'm sure there's always going to be some, you know, somebody out there that might treat you a lot better. It's just that the whole idea is just putting the energy into trying to find that person. That's what kind of holds people back, you know. Because there's a lot of work.
I do agree with what Tanika said, definitely, in a sense that sometimes it's just the fact that you're not with, it's like you become used to someone. And you get used to the way they do things. This is your habit. This is the person you've been with for all these years. This is the person you've shared your dreams with, your jokes with, and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, now all of a sudden, I have to be without this person. It's sad in a sense, because you know the person isn't treating you right, isn't doing what they're supposed to do in the relationship, but you still miss them. You still want to be with them. You still want to be around them, and because this is who's been, had a major part of your life for, you know, a few years, maybe many years, to a grieving stage. And when you grieve, you want them back. You want things to be the way it was before all the trouble started, or you become angry, like, why couldn't you just do what you were supposed to do? We would have had a great relationship.
Yeah, it's so funny. I,
and then,
go
ahead.
I was just about to say that there's this girl I know who's married to this dude. I mean, and it's to the point where they sleep in separate bedrooms, you know. And I'm like, it's almost, and they've been together for a while. They've been together for minutes, you know what I'm saying? And they may,
what's
and they
minute?
Haven't had sex like years, maybe like I think about 6 years. And
okay.
He, the guy she's with, isn't the funnest guy to be around. You know, he easily gets into fights with people, and a lot of people don't invite them because of him. And because he had a little drug issue at one point too. But see, now after all of this, she still marries this dude, and now they back into the same rut they was, you know, years ago or whatever throughout the relationship. And I'm like, what could you say, or how do people get put in them situations? Why do people put themselves in that kind of predicament?
Well, I think that people become familiar with the person that they're with. They fall in love with them, which is natural, and then they become used to their company, their time, their energy, and it becomes, it's like, now I am content with where I am. Even if I'm not happy, I'm content. I'm complacent. That's what it is. They become complacent. And like you said, people don't want to change. It's hard to change. It's hard to say, okay, now I'm leaving. I'm going to find somebody else. But then you have to think about, you have to uproot your entire life. Your entire world changed when you're living with somebody. And now you have to go, you break up or you divorce. Your entire world changes. Now you don't have the, you know, you may not be able to share the same friends like you used to. You can't go to the same spot without feeling uncomfortable. You have to separate all these bills. Now you have a new bill that you've created because now you got to pay some rent or some extra rent that you, you know, never accounted for. You got to pay extra bills that you didn't account for. Your whole life just completely changes. And people don't want to go through it. They'd rather sit there and suffer in their misery with, and be unhappy than to go out and try to step foot out and try something new. It is really, really hard to try something new because at least with this person, you know what you're going to get. He's going to be boring. He'll be a little crazy if we go out, and he ain't going to give me no sex. At least I know that, you know?
All the bad stuff. Oh my God, man. But you know what,
but
though?
I'm
I know
serious.
There's a lot of work. But,
I know. You know, it's like you know what you're getting with that person. And if you have to figure out if you're willing to accept that for the rest of your life or not. That's really all it boils down to. And some people choose to accept it for the rest of their lives, unfortunately.
Man, I couldn't do it, man. My peace of mind was worth all that effort, for real, and being happy. I don't even care, man. I think there's a little bit of excitement behind just doing something new, starting over, man. Maybe somebody introduced me to something I haven't seen before, experienced before, you know. But that, I just can't. It's just me, though, you know. But like you said, man, some people just look at things completely different. You know, they stick around and mope around all day and tell people sad stories every time you talk to them. I wish there was something we could do for people, man.
I have to interject. I guess, you know, I understand, you know, your perspective on, you know, just getting out there, trying something, you know, new, you know, just meeting new people, just, you know, just seeing who and what's out there. But I think one of the major key is just that, you know, there's emotion that's tied up to that. You know, you just, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants. And I think, you know, like it was said earlier, you know, you just having to go through that grieving period, you know, you recognize, you know, what is it that I want, you know, having to readjust your expectations. And I just think it's a whole lot that goes into that. And I think with me, I think it just kills me how, you know, people are like, you know, yeah, it didn't work, but you can just, you know, pick it up and just move on. And it kills me because people make it seem as if it's just so easy. You know, because it's like you're going out there, you're trying to meet new people, you're trying to open yourself up to new experiences. But, you know, there's that emotional baggage, you know, is it that I'm not enough? What did I do wrong? What could I have done different? You know, did I drive this person away? You know, did I really know this person? Did this person really know me? So it's just things like this. It's a whole another component to that, you know?
Yeah.
But the
That's
thing is
thing
this,
from...
I love that you, oh, go ahead, Keyword, and I'll make my
comment. Go ahead.
Well, I love the fact that she said, you know, the emotional component. It is so hard. This person can be an individual that is emotionally, mentally, physically, verbally abusive to you, but you have been in this, or they're cheating, which is part of emotional abuse, but they're cheating on you. And it's like, but this is still all I know. And even when I leave, it's going to be hard to just, it's like a tearing of the flesh. Like, that's what they say, it's a tearing of the flesh. It's like you have now, and that's painful, to separate yourself, even though you know it's the right thing to do for your peace of mind. It's still painful to separate yourself from that person. And you sit up there and you second-guess yourself and you wonder, like, am I right? Did I do all that I could do to make it work? Or will I find somebody that's going to treat me better? And it's so crazy that you even think that way, because you know you're going to find somebody that's going to treat you better than the mess that you were having. Those are the first thoughts that you have in your head. It's like, will I find somebody that's going to treat me better? Will I be able to trust myself to make this relationship work? And we all know, new relationships are so awkward. I don't care if y'all are just having sex with each other, if y'all are just quote-unquote talking or whatever. It's such an awkward stage in the beginning, you know, because you're trying to get to know each other and you are going into a new territory. And no one, even though we like to say we like to meet new people and date and have a good time, don't nobody want to keep doing that forever. Like, I don't want to keep.
Oh, my God. It's exhausting. That is a task.
It's a good thing to date and have fun, but I'm talking about when you get to a place where you're like, I'm really ready to build a relationship with someone. It is hard. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's a lot of little nuances you have to learn about each other and how to speak to each other and, you know, how to calm each other down if an argument starts. It's just so much. And it's like that person that you were with, you already went through all that with them. So it's like, hell, I don't want to go through it again with somebody else. But you have to. You know, you have to. Because either you're going to stay and be unhappy, or you're going to move on, go through that uncomfortable period in the beginning where you learn to trust someone new, and live a happier life.
Yeah.
And a healthier,
well, you know,
emotionally healthier life.
Right. That's why I say, I feel like it's good from relationship anyway, just spend some time to yourself. That helps sometimes, you know, just get to know yourself better, you know. Kick with your friends, whatever, and don't worry about relationships right then and there, and just see what happens. Because I think sometimes we try too hard.
Because I'm going to interrupt you. Because what if you've been by yourself? Then what? Maybe people are tired of being alone. You know how people find themselves in these casual relationships. And, you know, you think it's going one way, then it doesn't. You know, and they're looking for something better, not really recognizing how good they have it. But then technically, you know, you are supposed to, you know, have that time to reevaluate. But what if you don't want it? What if you're just tired of it? What if you just, you know, we're just not even going to go there. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to bypass it because I'm tired of being alone. Then what do you do? Sorry.
You could. You got to go out there and meet some people. hey, hit people up online.
I don't think that loneliness should drive your reasoning to move on with someone else. We cannot allow, because even that's uncomfortable. even the stages after the breakup, those are uncomfortable stages as well. And I think that's the fear that most people have. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. I don't want to do this on my own. I don't want to have to pay all the bills by myself. People have that fear. And that alone, those are the reasons I feel that most people will live in an unhappy relationship, because they don't want to be alone. But sometimes being alone is the better alternative than going back to the cheater. And I kind of, because we kind of get in the way, but I did want to talk about, because I've had a few questions on Facebook a couple of times in different groups where they said, like, okay, if your girlfriend cheated on you and, you know, maybe she cheated on you with someone who's abusive, and now would you take her back? Would you come to her rescue when she asks you to, or when she tells you that she needs you? What would you do? How would you be there for her, and will you, you know, comfort her? Would you rescue her? What would you do?
That's a good question.
I think that depends on the person's morals, you know.
And I think it depends
so
on
you
how
think it's more
person.
Of a morality? You say
yeah,
what?
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm. I don't know. It would be tough, because I'm gonna tell you this, like, that whole thing is just be messed up, man, because if they cheated like that, the trust, I mean, you have to rebuild everything about that, you know. So it really depends. For me, it would just depend on how much I'm really feeling that girl, you know, if something like that was to happen. Because if I care for her enough, I just might do it. But if I'm like, man, you know, if I feel like it's time for us to move on anyway, then I won't do anything with that.
Well, would you at least help her?
help in what way?
I mean, she's being beat by this man. Would you try to protect her? Would you call the police? Yeah.
Oh,
he's
going
to be like, girl, beat down.
I mean, if I know the man beating her ass and stuff like that, maybe I, you know, if they're in the moment and she calls me, hey, he beat me up, you know, yeah, I'll call the police, I guess, you know. But I'm back in my mind, I'm like, man, what your ass get, man? You know what I'm saying? So
oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's mean.
Okay. I don't provoke physical violence, okay? Number one.
No, I ain't going to promote it. I'm just like, damn. Your ass left me, and now you get your ass with see what your ass get for doing it. But no, I mean, I ain't really like that. I was just saying, you be like, sometimes the anger will make you think like that. But if I know she get her ass up, I mean, I guess I'll help her. You know,
that karma is a big beat.
I think that sometimes we have to look at what the root of the issue was. I don't believe in blaming the other person for your cheating. You know, I don't believe in that. But I do believe that there has been some type of breakdown in the relationship which led to the actual cheating. And let me just say this first, though, disclaimer. Some folks are just cheaters, period. And they just going to cheat.
Yeah,
I don't care how good you
are
to them. They just going to cheat, and they just going to cheat. But I'm talking about average relationship where there has, you know, maybe this person has been loving this person for years and not receiving what they need in the relationship, and they felt like, okay, I want to leave. And they leave, and maybe they get into something worse. But I think at the end of the day, if the cheater comes back, we have to figure out what the hell went wrong. Why did you cheat in the first place? And I don't think a lot of people pay attention to that. They just pay attention to, well, you cheated, you a liar, I can't trust you, you got to go. But they don't ever think about, well, what did I do? Or what could I have done better? What could we as a couple have done better to prevent this cheating from happening?
Yeah,
I know y'all not going to agree with me on that.
I mean, I agree with you on that, because you do have to look at yourself too, and see what you did. I mean, because it could have been something that went, you know, because there's a reason somebody stepped out. I mean, let you say, like you mentioned, unless they just habitual cheaters anyway. But a lot of time it's to fill a void, you know what I'm saying? Something that the girl ain't doing, or something that the girl doing too much of, and then you know, they met somebody who kind of fit more what they about because of the fact that their girl ain't giving whatever they trying to get. I mean, it'd be a little something with it most of the time. You know, most of the time
it's definitely something, a reason why sometimes why men cheat too. A lot of men,
mm-hmm.
I don't always think that, okay, all men are hoes and they're just going to go out there and they're just going to stick it in whoever they want to. I do believe that there are definitely some faithful men out there. A few years ago, I read this book called, what was it called? I don't remember the name of it. When I think about it, I'll post it in the group. But the gist of the book is basically he's a pastor, and he cheated on his wife. He went out, and he cheated on his wife. The book tells his story, and it also tells the wife's story. And he went out, he cheated on her with, like, one woman, I think one time or something like that. And she talked about how she felt in her process. So in the beginning, she said, you know, she was pissed off. She was hurt, of course. And she just like, how could this man cheat on me? He's a pastor. He's this and he's that. And so she said she started to pray. And she started to just ask God. She first started to pray for her husband because she felt like, oh, no, this is the enemy. You know, you have to think in Christian terms. This is the enemy. He's attacking us. Let me pray against this enemy. So she did pray for her husband, but she also started to pray for God to reveal truth about herself. And she realized that she had been very distant towards her husband. She had stopped communicating with him. She had stopped, you know, going to bed with him. When she would go to bed with him, she would wear headscarves and, like, long T-shirts, or she'll come to bed fully clothed. She wasn't doing anything to turn him on. She wasn't doing anything to even communicate with him outside the bed. She just wasn't being a loving wife. And it was just for whatever reason. I forgot the reason why she said she wasn't doing it. So she said she started to cook more, clean more. She started to pay more attention to him and just give him attention and show him that she loved him. And she started wearing lingerie to bed. And he started coming back around. And by this time, he confessed to her that he cheated on her. And she had already kind of had an idea. So she told him, he told her, and they ended up going to some type of couples counseling. But it ended up working through their marriage because she also started working on the part that she played as well. And he started working on the part that he played.
Mm.
It was ended well. I mean, they had a happily ever after marriage. According to the book. But it was a true story. He wrote
in my reality.
What's your reality, girl?
I mean, you know what? I get the gist of the story, and you know I'm happy that, you know, there was a happily ever after. You know, praise God when you do it. To me, it just seems as if, you know, she obviously began to blame herself for him cheating. And with me and just thinking about that, I mean, people get in relationships, they get comfortable, you know, dynamics and all that, whatever changes. But it's kind of like that's where communication should have went down. I mean, for me, I'm not going to be able to sit here and say that, you know, well, you know, I understand. I don't like the fact that he cheated, but I understand because as a man, okay, if it's something that I'm not getting in this relationship, okay, devil's advocate or woman, if it's something that you feel that you're not getting in your relationship, then it's up to you to communicate your needs. You know, this is what I feel like I'm not getting. This is what I feel like I'm needing. and, you know, you two work as a team to figure that out. But, you know, for me to say as a woman, okay, you know, these are some things I was going through in my life. I know I, you know, let some things fall through the cracks. And it's like, you know, I don't like the fact that my husband or my boyfriend cheated, but I understand. Absolutely not, because, you know, things happen. People get into their you know, their rhythms. People get into their routines. And, you know, you get into that relationship and all that newness wears off, and then you know, the representative has had several seats, and, you know, shit gets real. And it's kind of like for the perception of that book to say, okay, she prayed to her Most High, and, you know, she began to realize the things that she wasn't bringing to the table as a woman. But it almost seems as if she, like, it was just like him cheating was justified, in a sense.
Well, I don't was justified. I think that she took the time to also see what she did, too. I don't, and like I said, I do believe there are some men out there and some women out there who would just get out there and they're just going to cheat. That's just what they do. But if you had an otherwise good relationship, or you felt it was a good relationship, do you actually sit back and take the time to look at what you have done to push that person away? Because if somebody's going to cheat, a lot of times they're cheating because they feel pushed away, they feel abandoned, they feel lost, they feel hurt. And maybe they didn't go about it the right way to tell you those things. They shouldn't have been cheating. But it's the fact that it has been, now you realize that there is a problem. So do you look at yourself, or do you just look at them and say, oh, it's all your fault, you cheated, and you shouldn't have cheated?
I mean, I just think that it depends on the person, and this depends on the type of relationship and, you know, the position at, you know, with that relationship at that particular time. I guess it's just different, because then you have those people who, you know, have commitment issues from the gate. So it's kind of like, you know, you can sit here and analyze yourself all day, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's not change anything. You know, so I guess
it
just depends on the person. It just,
what you mean it doesn't change anything?
I just I don't know. It's a touchy topic. I think that there's a lot of different perspectives, you know, that you can use when you're trying to figure out why people cheat. But I just think that, you know, you're supposed to, as you say, you know, I'm supposed to reflect and see what part I've played. But in those instances where you've walked in a situation and you've given everything that you possibly have to give, and then you're sitting here racking your brain trying to figure out, okay, well, what is it that I didn't give? Why wasn't I enough? You know, what did it that, you know, did I miss? You know, were there signs that I couldn't see? You know, sometimes there are situations in those rare moments where you really just aren't the problem.
Yeah, I believe that. But there are times when we are both the problem. And people sort out their relationships, or they sort out their issues differently from others. You may be the individual in the relationship who says you're going to withdraw because y'all are having problems, so you're just withdrawing, period. You ain't talking to nobody else. You don't want to fuck with him either, so you're just going to kind of leave it alone. But your partner may be the type of person in a relationship that's like, we having problems, I don't know what to do, but I have this chick over here who keeps talking in my ear, making me feel very damn good, so I'm going to go and talk to her for a little bit. And things kind of progress, and now y'all sleeping together type stuff. Like, we can't predict how people are going to handle the pitfalls of their relationship. The point is, what are you going to do so that when you are in another relationship, none of this will happen again?
Yeah. It's a big topic now. Yeah, because there's so many different variations to these relationships and the reason people do what they do. You know, like, I can even talk about myself. Like, me personally, I've actually been involved with women that was just, I mean, I even thinking about that today. I'm like, man, you know what? That was a good. I mean, she was a real good girl. I mean, I know a lot of, well, not a whole lot, but there's a couple of girls I dated. They was good girls. I mean, it wasn't nothing about them that was wrong or anything. And I think the timing was just messed up for me with them. You know what I'm saying? What they wanted then, I thought I wanted it, but didn't. You know what I'm saying? And it went, and then it's none of their fault. You know, so I mean, I even think about how I might look to a lot of, you know, to the girls I dated for just because they be wondering what happened, what they do wrong and all. I can say, man, you know what, it's not even you, and that is the truth. It was just me. It was just the timing of those situations was I wasn't really ready for it back then as I would be like right now, you know, just to be completely dedicated to one person and stuff like that. You know, so it just depends on what person is at in their life, too, and what they want, you know. So a lot of that stuff can contribute to somebody leaving or dealing with somebody else or whatever. There's a lot of different reasons behind it. So that's why I guess it's easy for me to just say, you know, hey, just move on. Because I've just been easily moving on from it. And I have been in a situation where a girl left me. And I was like, man, I was trying to think about all the things I've done. And I found a lot of things I could have done better. You know, I don't know if that would have made her stay, but I just feel like all the things I think I would have done better, I just did it for myself, you know, just started improving myself altogether anyway. But over time, you know, I started meeting people here and there, and I've been cool from where I'm at right now, you know, but it's a trip.
I'm sorry to hear that, you know, happen to you.
Well, what? You're talking about the girl?
Yeah,
I mean, but the thing is, because that happened a while back, and I'm like, man, you know what? But I'm glad I went through it. I think sometimes we need to go through things like that, you know, because it helped me understand what those girls were going through when I left. And so now seeing how hopeful it was, I'm a little bit more conscious about how to treat a girl, you know what I'm saying? And not to just leave her alone, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I had to experience that to understand what wouldn't be going through when situations like that happen.
Right.
You know?
I just want to say this real quick. We have somebody that's holding. Let's bring them on real quick, and we're going to come back, okay? Give me 1 second. 9728.
Hey, everybody. Hello. This is Shay. Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey. Good. I kind of wanted to piggyback on 2 people comments. I totally agree with you, Mika, in reference to evaluating yourself when it comes down to cheating, whether you're the cheater or the other person has cheated on you. And the other young lady that was saying that, you know, that kind of makes you feel like you're the problem, the reason why they cheated. And, you know, you have to evaluate what you're going to tolerate and what you're not going to tolerate in a relationship. Whether you choose to evaluate yourself and say, maybe I could have did this different and he wouldn't have cheated, or it don't matter what I should have did, he still cheated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through with him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mm-hmm. one of those where you put your foot down, like for myself, and this has nothing to do with cheating, I don't want a smoker, period. So I'm not going to, you know, oh, it's okay because he smoke outside or he don't smoke around me. That's just one of my no's. And if you choose to say, whether he cheated or didn't cheat, that's my no. That's your no matter what. You know, rather
uh-huh.
you stop. You know, a lot of times we do get comfortable or complacent in relationships, or because we're married now, we live together, we have more responsibilities. I can't do the things that I used to do, or it's not as easy, or he's always going to be there. You know, and I think you can look at yourself and say, okay, well, what am I doing different? What is he doing different? Because sometimes it could be something that he's doing that's turning you off that makes you not be willing to do what you used to do. And you really have to look at what's important and, you know, the deal breakers. And, you know, I know people are always talking about you have to compromise in relationships. But I think a lot of times, just from when I'm in conversation with friends and we're talking about things, either I don't know what a compromise is or they don't know what a compromise is. Because to me, when we talk about compromise, okay, well, I don't like horror movies, and he do. So, okay, well, he's gone the last 5 times to see the type of movies I like. So I'm going to compromise and, you know, go see this horror movie. To me, those are compromises. I had a conversation with a group of people, and this guy was getting married. Well, his fiance didn't believe in giving oral sex. He wants oral sex. He said everything else that she was bringing to the table will allow him to still marry her and to know that he's not going to get oral sex. Really? Is that a compromise? Or is that just you being ignorant right now?
Well, that's his compromise. I think that means that he compromised. He said that, you know what, I can live without me having oral sex. He compromised.
But is it a realistic compromise, though? Because
well,
when he run across when he run across an old girlfriend or he's in bed with this girl, because oral sex is something that he's used to and he likes to be pleasured with. And he don't do it, and then he'll nay-nay at work talking about she's sucking it down to the white meat. Okay, is that really a compromise?
You know, I get what she's saying, because he would be settling in a sense, because that's something that truly makes him happy that he's having to do without to maintain his relationship.
Exactly. Well, then we have to we'll have to go back to the question then. If you are receiving 95 to 98% that you want in someone, and they just don't have this one thing, and that one thing is they're not giving me oral sex, do I say, well, you're not giving me oral sex, I don't care, you know, how good of a wife you are? I mean, not in my case, but I'm saying, this is in life.
That's when the cheating comes in.
I don't care how good of a wife you are, how well you treat me, how good of a person you are, all this kind of stuff. Do I say, just because you don't give me oral sex, I don't want to be with you? That doesn't mean you're settling. Settling means that this person ain't even giving. This person's only giving you maybe 20% of what you want, and you're like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm just going to stick with you. You good. That's settling. But this person is not able to do one thing. You can meet somebody to give you oral sex.
Okay, so exactly. See, that's where the cheating comes in. So now think about it realistically. Yeah,
no,
but think
about
it realistically.
That your wife, I'm not talking about outside the marriage. I'm talking about inside your marriage. That's something y'all can always work towards. Oral sex is just oral sex.
That wasn't the agreement, though. That wasn't the compromise. And I think 9 times out of 10 in a relationship, okay, so I married this guy because he married this girl because she don't like horror movies, but we can get past that. Okay, she don't give oral sex. Which one is going to cause him to cheat on me? The oral sex or the horror movies? That's just being realistic now.
No, because to me, this person can cheat on you just because you don't like horror movies. I may go, you know, maybe she gonna go to the person to the girl who likes horror movies. We can always say that because you don't like, just because this person isn't doing this one single thing, that's gonna be the reason why I'm cheating. No, then you also have to go back to your character. What is in your character?
But nine times out of ten.
Does that mean I'm going to cheat on you? Not in my case. I'm talking about in life.
right. But nine times out of ten, nine times out of ten, that person, male or female, is going to cheat for something sexual that they're missing out on.
I understand what she's saying. I mean, I really do, because it's like, you know, when you, I think it all goes, you know, the difference between compromise and settling, I think that that just depends on the expectations of that person and their relationship and the person that they're with. Some people may see that as, okay, well, you know, I am compromised, you know, I like oral sex, you know, but maybe he doesn't want to give it. So, okay, if we're going to do a compromise, okay, well, you know what? We don't have to do it all the time. Maybe, you know, if you'd be open to think about it on special occasions. In my mind, I see that as a compromise. But for me to say that I'm in a situation where I'm doing without something that I truly enjoy, in my mind, I kind of feel like, okay, I am settling. That's not a compromise, because my thing about it is, if you're in a committed relationship, whether you're married or whether it's just a long-term relationship, in my mind, compromise is something that I don't like to do. But you're making an effort to meet me halfway, not just, okay, well, I just don't want to do it. I just think that, you know, it just depends on the person's expectations, you know, and, you know, that person has, you know, that person, you know, or, you know, the couple has to decide, you know, what's settling and what's defined as a compromise. You know,
I think that
exactly.
You should, that's something that you should think about in the beginning. So if I know that I have to have my oral sex, which I know, okay, I got to have my oral sex, and I know that I have to, and I'm not talking about me personally, I'm just saying I, as in we're talking about I.
Mm-hmm.
But
that show sounded like you personally.
If you know that you are a person that has to have your oral sex, and that you like it doggy style, or that you want somebody that makes a certain amount of money, or you, whatever it is you want to think about, those are your things. So you know that. So why talk to somebody? Why get to know somebody who is not bringing those things to the table in the beginning?
Relationships change.
I'm not talking about the course. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the beginning. You have your expectations. You know what you want, Tamika, in a relationship. And you meet somebody and they're not giving you the things that you want. Why are you continuing to pursue that person to make a relationship point where you marry and you're not getting the things that you want? That's what you should not do.
Different.
That is called settling. And you're doing that because you, I don't know, maybe you don't want to be lonely or whatever. So this man, he knew he wanted oral sex. He shouldn't be getting with no woman. He know ain't giving him oral sex.
Oral sex, yeah, right.
Those are the things that you do in the beginning. You don't wait until you're married to say, well, you know, I'll deal with it anyway. No, deal with it in the beginning. You're not giving me oral sex. Okay, deuces. I want my oral sex. I'm going to go with somebody that's going to give it to me.
I think
that's simple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I'm saying, you know, just because they don't do it in the beginning doesn't necessarily mean that they won't do it ever. I mean, you just don't know how the course of that relationship is going to change.
That's exactly what I just said to her. I did. I said that when she said that this man may cheat on this woman because she won't give him oral sex, I said that's something that can always change. She can marry this man, and this man can give him all the oral sex that he could ever dream of in his entire life. It's not an indication that he's going to cheat.
And it doesn't mean
he's settling. He compromised.
Did he really compromise?
No, that's. But you know what compromise is like? With Tamika, the way Tamika explained it, kind of I understand the compromise, because even though you don't want to do it, you're doing it for the sake of your partner or husband or wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to work it out some way, because you know what they want. You know what I'm saying?
What you got?
Right. You making that sacrifice to help them, and you want the same in return. You know, but to the point of y'all saying, like, at the beginning of the relationship, they kind of remind me of one of my friends. He married this girl, and, you know, she was all gung-ho about getting married and having a family and all that. And after 2 years of marriage, she all of a sudden said she don't want any kids. And this man wanted some kids. So they ended up getting divorced because of that. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, man, I want to be with somebody who wants kids.
I know that's right. And he did what he had to do.
Right. that's just going to show how messed up, man. You know, how relationships change on you like that, man. So.
Right. Relationships always change. And I think that's something that we have to look at, too. That's the reason why I say when somebody cheats, like you may be having a great relationship for 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, and then all of a sudden your partner cheats on you. Are you looking at what has changed in the relationship? Are you looking at what you have changed, how you have changed? What are you doing differently now that has possibly pushed this person away? That takes me all the way back to my whole point. So this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, sure. Yes, sure, but...
Yeah. We have
to
look at things. People grow, people change over time. You know, at one time I had said the same thing, you know, that my entire life, mostly my family have said the same thing. Mika doesn't want kids. She doesn't want kids. She's not going to have kids and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm like, you're probably right. I would not have any children. But when I got into my relationship at the time, I felt like, yeah, I do kind of want some kids. You know, so my mind changed. I started to grow. I started to grow with the relationship that I was in. And our goals changed. And it was like, yeah, I want some kids. But then when things started shifting again, I was to the point where I really don't want kids right now. So it just, life happens. We change constantly. Mm-hmm. How much are we willing to compromise and work with the people that we're with? First, it takes communication. That is going to prevent a whole lot of foolishness there. If I'm communicating to you that my needs have changed, are you willing to communicate back with me and tell me if you can meet those needs now that they have changed? And if you can't meet those needs, instead of cheating on me, leave. Or me, instead of cheating on you, communicate what I need. And if you can't give it to me, then I need to leave. Like, that's really what it all boils down to, being able to communicate with each other, because we're going to always change. I mean, it happens. We always growing.
Mm-hmm.
Go on for days and days and days.
Chad, this was great. I can't even believe it's 4 minutes to 11.
Listen, so did we actually answer the question, is the grass greener on the other side?
Not all the time. Not all the time. You know what's so funny?
Okay. Uh-huh.
What you got, Kieran?
Oh, I was about to say what's kind of funny is, you know how when guys, when they meet women, you know, a lot of times we have them back on, man, the kind of woman we want. I want a girl that can cook, that'll treat me like a king and do this and all that. And it's so funny. I actually dated a girl like that and ended up liking somebody that did the complete opposite, a whole lot better than that. And so that's kind of tripped out of me. It is this girl. She didn't cook. She didn't do nothing. She didn't know how to do nothing for me. It's like I was the one doing everything for her. Like I put in all the work, but for some reason, I liked her more than I liked the girl who was doing everything for me.
I want to bring this caller on, but keep talking. I'm just going to let the caller know they're on, but keep talking.
Okay.
Kira, I can't with you. That is what every man dreams of. A woman who just wants to take care of him, and you didn't want it.
What does that mean? Chad, no, every woman don't dream of that. Every woman don't dream of that.
Yeah,
caller 8309, you're on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey, man, I'm great. This this is the best conversation ever.
Okay.
I think everybody is going through the, you know, social media, TV, our peers, everyone is on this, oh, you have another option. You don't have to stay there, you know. If something bothers you, you know, your friends are like, girl, let them go or let her go. And that's I don't think that's how this thing works, you know. I've even had some friends say, well, you know, my grandparents stayed together 60 years or however long they were together. I mean, 60 is long, but, you know, however long they were together, and things are different now because of, you know, how we're able to have the social media and other ways to communicate with our partner. But I feel like what they don't understand is that that also opens the line of communication up with other people that want to get to you.
Yeah.
And as much as some people want to say the grass is greener on the other side, yeah, it is sometimes. Sometimes you're just in a bad situation that you want to get out of, or you're just unhappy and you need to leave. But other times, you have to look at yourself and say, okay, who did I get with? What application did I fill out? Did I really listen to her or him when they were telling me, you know, they don't like this or that? You know, were they a good communicator when we were going out dating? Like, did you tell them to meet you at the store and they was at the mattress place? Thinking you trying to buy a mattress. You know, you gotta pay attention to that little stuff in the beginning, because some people just don't have it all. But what they do have a lot of times mean a lot more to you than the small intricacies when you're dating. And that's one thing that I figured out, was that I have to look at the small things and know that it's a small snowball effect. Sometimes them little things turn into some big shit when you constantly dealing with it over and over again. Then that stuff that was amazing at first seems small.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Hmm. Now that's something to think about.
Very enlightening.
Thank you. That's my little tidbit of information.
Keisha, that's my contribution to the conversation.
Right.
Well, we appreciate that. I think that's a very good point, that sometimes we, you know, sometimes we can be blinded by the, I don't know how to put it, the things that we haven't seen before that somebody may bring to the table, as opposed to the real shit that the other people are bringing. I don't know how to put it, but I think that's what you're trying to say. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, as well as, man, a lot of times, well, I know with me personally, I was in that situation where I was dealing with somebody for a long period of time, and I just was like, man, I can't take it no more. And then this chick came along. She was beautiful. She said all the right stuff. You know, we had a great time together, but our dating wasn't dynamic, because I was on the verge of wanting to cheat. I'm like, man, I'm about to get out of business. But I didn't even realize I was cheating already just by being around her and thinking the way I thought.
Yeah,
I was wrong already. Because I already had the intent on doing something different than what I would do with my shorty. You know, but even with us dating, it was just, we would meet up and we would go to places that she would go with somebody that you was trying to start something with. Like, we'd go to these little secret hideout locations, like, if you was trying to hide from your girl or your dude, you ain't want them to, you know, see you, or you ain't want none of the friends to see you. So it'll be in the cut type places, you know. And it was like, you know, ultimately you're supposed to date people in hopes of something for the future. You're not just dating just to date. And when you meet people, I don't think it's supposed to just be momentary, but those were the type of situations, right? Them the type of situations that we were that I was putting myself in were hurt. And I'm glad I woke up from it, because it's like I got in this little trance and I was enjoying all this secretive, sneaky stuff. But when I thought about it, I was like, damn, if I leave my girl, this is all I know about her. Is this what we're going to do? If I get with her, we just going to do this? You know, we didn't have realistic situations going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was expectation.
Yeah. So,
you know, that is definitely something to think about, because when you are in a relationship with someone, you're dealing with someone, and you go out and you maybe meet someone else and they're new to you, so they're showing you these new things, they're giving you something fresh, but it's still at the end of the day, you don't know that person. You don't know who they are. And that's why sometimes it's definitely not greener, because I can, like in the movie, it looks like he was showing her a lot of stuff, then he turned crazy on her. It's like, yeah, you can teach me these things, but when I really get to know you, what do we really have in common? Are you really going to give me substance, or whatever the word is, that I need?
That's like I told one of my homegirls, I was like, you know, I only know what I know. You have to be with somebody and you're trying to figure out where you're going to eat. And they're like, oh, well, what you want to eat? Where you want to go? And I'm like, well, I want to try something new. Tell me where you want to go and we'll go there. And that's the same thing with going out. It's like, it's exciting to you, but to them, that's their normal stuff. They only know what they know. So can they bring anything else to the table other than what they're showing you at that point? That's like you getting a 2006 car. To you, it's new, but to them, it was old. They've been there, done that. That car can't provide anything new or great to them. What, you going to put some rims on it? You going to put some tint on it? And then you're going to get tired of it again. It's all about the foundation that you build in with the person that you meet. And you're not trying to build no foundation with the side chick or the side dude. You're not. You're just trying to get something new and fresh to relieve you of the issues that you're going through in your relationship. And that shit don't start with someone else. It starts with you. Looking on the inside and figuring out what's going on with you. You figure that out, and then you can help your relationship. Look at the beginning of what happened in your relationship and say, okay, this is where I went wrong, and don't place the blame on somebody else. Because stepping out is never the answer. If you want to step out, you pack the bags and step all the way out.
Look, on that note, that's the show.
Let's pass it to make your plate.
Look, on that note, that's the show.
That is the show. We passed the collection.
Okay. But look, thanks for listening to my little rant, y'all.
Thank you for joining us. You know.
I think you really summed up the show in a nutshell with everything you just said. That was great. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We need to sell some cassette tape.
Yeah, we need to sell some cassette tape.
Y'all should. I'll buy one.
That's crazy.
Well, you all are able to listen to this on iTunes. Of course, we are on iTunes. And, you know, I always put out the show. You know, I will send out the show. It's free. We're not going to sell it. But I think this was a great show, you all. I really appreciate you all joining me tonight and listening. You two have any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
I think she summed it up enough.
Yeah, I don't I'm done. Stay for me. I'm good. I am good.
I'm going to post her quote in the group in a minute. If you're going to step out, you need to pack your bags and step all the way out, honey.
Look, that might be my status update for in the morning. That's my status.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week, we're going to talk about secrets in relationships. And I think that's going to be a really interesting topic. I'm looking forward to that one because if somebody asked me, they was like, so do you mean that when you talk about secrets in relationships, like I can have a secret bank account type thing? I'm talking about that, but I'm also talking about other secrets. Like, you know, you're not telling your partner about health issues. It could be physical health issues. Doesn't have to be anything sexual, but just physical health issues, or not, you know, feeling like you have to keep your password secret. Have a friend that always tells you if you keep your phone,
Is it kind of like when, you know, you have people who have, like, secret obsessions?
Secretive? What?
Obsession. You know, you may be with a mate and, you know, they do something outlandish, you know?
Secret obsessions. That, too.
Then
I have a friend that always tells me, if you keep your phone down, that means you're hiding something, like, so that if I can't see your phone, she would text you.
Save 101.
So I think that's going to be a very interesting topic, and it probably going to end up circling back to cheating some kind of way, I'm sure, but I think it's going to be a good topic. So I can't wait to talk about that. And you all know you can join us on Saturdays on Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 until 1, and then on Sundays from 6:30 to 8:30 on let me slow down. Okay, 6:30 to 8:30 on Sunday Evening Shout. And then, of course, we'll be back on Mondays at 10 p.m. You know, I'm really loving our dynamic, Tamika and Kiro. I think we have a great thing going, so I hope we can keep this up.
Of course.
Definitely.
You know, I love you, too, and I really appreciate you all being a part of my show and my dreams. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. What Kira said, I second that.
Yay, good. So we have a lot of things planned, and we will have a meeting, and then we'll make some announcements soon. So I hope you all have a good night. Thank you all for joining me.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good night. Good night.
Bye.
You ain't gonna end it with a song?
You know what? I was sitting up here thinking, like, let me find a song. And I had a song. I had Alicia Keys' song, but now it went away. So let me see. Let me find us a song. It's taking me a second. I may not be able to find one. I told you, Kiro, we've been having some... Oh, here it is. Hang on. Here it is. It's coming. I'm going to play A Woman's Worth by Alicia Keys.
All right, then.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Well, let's hope it plays. Okay, for whatever reason, it's not playing. So I have some music next week.
Well, all right, then. Have a good night.
Good night. You too. Bye-bye.